Mr. Knopf, if you'd be kind enough to introduce the first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners.
Morning,
before, before you is a draft interim final rule that would conform the commission's independent expenditure reporting regulation to the decisions of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia and the United States Court of Appeals for the DC Circuit in Crew versus the FEC. The regulation at issue was found to be unlawful under the Administrative Procedure Act because it contained a phrase that substantially narrowed the statutory provision it was designed to implement. The draft interim final rule before you would strike that phrase from the regulation in accordance with the court's decisions. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions.
Thank you very much, Counselor. Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or discussion? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think there's any question that both the commission is going to abide by the Supreme Court's opinion. This came before us in an unusual fashion, although Mr. Knopf was kind enough to make a presentation. The document was drafted in the commissioner's office, and I cannot recall another instance where. I'm jumping ahead. Wrong rule. I've got something different to say about this one. I apologize. Save that thought. I will bring that up later. This one I thought was going to be uncontroversial. My apologies. I expected this to be completely uncontroversial, and I expected to be supporting the interim final rule in this case, but the my office received rather unusual ex parte communication about 15 minutes before the meeting was due to start from Crew, which was involved in the underlying litigation. And they have indicated that they would like to file a comment. And while I didn't think it was controversial, and as I said, I was planning on supporting it. If somebody wants to file a comment, I am always willing to hear what the public has to say. So I would request that we postpone voting on this until the next meeting in order to allow that comment to be filed.
Commissioner, further discussion? Commissioner Fixon?
I guess a question for Mr. Knopf, which is, while this is an interim final rule, is it not the case that the public has the ability to submit comments while the rule is pending?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Now, the commission normally would not consider such comments until after the rule were to go into effect. It could later decide to reopen the rule because once it goes into effect, it's final. It's called an interim final rule, but it's final as soon as it goes into effect. And we estimate that this will go into effect on around September 30th, which is when it appears that 30 legislative days will be up. So the way I think it would actually wind up working is that, you know, if the commission approved this today, there would be a 30-day comment period. We would receive comments such as the one that Crew wishes to file. And then the rule would go into effect around September 30th. And then if the commission in that time period had considered this comment or other comments and decided that it wanted to make some changes based on it, it would reopen the rulemaking and make whatever changes the commission deemed necessary.
And if I could continue, Mr. Knopf, this document was put on the open meeting agenda a week ago. Is that right? This isn't a late submitted document.
I believe that's correct, yes.
Thank you very much. I mean, Mr. Chairman, for those reasons, I think if Crew has something to comment, they have an opportunity to comment. They had ample opportunity the last 7 days to submit a comment, as the public does, and as we're required to, you know, usually post documents under the Sunshine Act. I'm also interested in what they have to say, but I think this train is leaving the station on time, or should leave the station on time, and I think we should proceed with it.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Broussard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can appreciate that we want the train to run on time, but I want the train to get to the right place and the right road. So I don't think the request for a comment, even though I find this to be incredibly frustrating that it's coming in this moment and this late, I think we should be considering it. So while I am a co-sponsor, for lack of better words, on this one, and I fully support the intention of it, I do agree with the request to hold it over. I don't think that the changes are going to be that hard for us to make, because it's going to be basically tracking the statutory language. I'll ask OGC if they think it would be a card fix. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to review that.
We haven't. Sorry.
Go ahead, Counselor.
Sorry. We haven't really had a chance to review the substance of the comment. We were, you know, we just got it a few minutes ago. Just like, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. With that and without the ability for our council to be able to give me that additional assurance about what's going on here, I agree and would ask to hold this open.
So three thoughts. One, as Mr. Knopp noted, you know, that the purpose of this procedure is to move quickly to comply with a court order while leaving to a future date. And I think this is something we will need to do a proper rulemaking that would address any ambiguities created in the regulations by complying with the court order. Again, the way this is set up procedurally is that comments come in after the rule is adopted, are then considered, and then a rulemaking would be opened in due course. So I don't see a last minute request for commenting as quite proper under this approach to the rule. I'll also say, you know, I find it very curious that council would try to delay the commission complying with a court order in a case they won. Like, that just strikes me as very strange. And frankly, I think it's unprofessional for council to be reaching out to individual EAs the day of, rather than sending things in appropriately. And so just practice point for anyone who's listening to this, who practices in front of the commission, we do want to hear from you, but there are ways to do it. And this is not it. So we'll put this document as an ex parte communication on the public record. As a matter of collegiality, we'll hold this matter at the request of two commissioners, even though I don't think this is proper. And I hope the rest of the public will avail itself of the time that's been bought by council's delaying tactic. Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. And I just want to be very clear that this was a total surprise to me too. I in no way invited this ex parte contact that came to my staff. And I too would appreciate it if comments would come in the regular order.
Any further discussion on this matter? Well, with a heavy heart, we will hold this till the next open meeting.